here for a pre-hearing conference to address scheduling and procedural matters for W18-002 and 003. I'm Ryan Vansell, the hearing examiner presiding over the matter. If I could ask the party representatives to introduce themselves, starting with the city.
Good morning. Elizabeth Anderson here on behalf of the Council Central staff.
Keitel Freeman, Council Central staff.
Courtney Kaler on behalf of the applicant Seattle Mobility Coalition.
David Cartman on behalf of Seattle Mobility Coalition.
Roger Valdez, Seattle for Growth.
Thank you. All right. I have a list of matters that I need to go over with you and need to hear from you if you have anything else that we need to address as part of the pre-hearing conference. What I anticipate we'd be addressing would be any pre-hearing motions, if there would be any brought in by any of the parties, if there's going to be discovery, the volume of witnesses and exhibits anticipated for the hearing, and then, of course, we have to set hearing dates. Are there any other matters that the parties had to address or wanted to have addressed as part of the pre-hearing conference?
No.
Okay. Let's start with pre-hearing motions then. Do any of the parties anticipate bringing a pre-hearing motion?
Yes, the department anticipates likely bringing a pre-hearing motion.
Okay. And do you have a sense of when you would be ready to file that or want to file that? And I should actually start. We do not have hearing dates until March. So just to give us a sense that we'll be working around dates in March for the hearing. Sometime between then and now, we need to get our pre-hearing motions done. And, of course, there's a holiday, so there's no rush in my mind to do it before that.
Yes. January, certainly we would be able to file in the mid to later part of January.
Okay.
I guess mid-January. Let's look at mid-January and see.
While Ms. Anderson's looking at that, do any of the parties anticipate discovery?
We don't anticipate discovery. Mm-hmm. We have submitted a Public Records Act request mm-hmm. to a few city departments. When we're talking about timing on the motion, mm-hmm. I have received responses that indicate that at least first installments should be in by January 4th. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if the city, if Ms. Anderson knows if those will be complete responses or just installments.
Mm-hmm.
Without knowing the content of the motion, would want to wait until after we have that information from the city to file our response on any motions.
Okay. And unless it's a 12B6 or something like that, just that depends on the nature of the motion.
Right. And I actually don't know if it's going to be installments. I don't know what the schedule will be.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, what if I file the motion on January 11th or the week of January 7th?
And Mr. Valles, what about you for discovery?
We may file some disclosure requests, but other than that,
okay. Doesn't sound like the schedule is going to be interrupted by that too much. Let's make sure there's ample time for the PRA response to come in, and so maybe have the motion due on the 14th.
Okay.
January. And nature of the motion, summary judgment.
It may be both. Yeah, it may be 12B6, mm-hmm. And it likely also will have a motion for summary judgment component would be.
Okay. The hearing examiner rules generally provide for a week response to motions. We're probably looking at revising those and trying to accommodate something more along the lines of what we see in the civil rules for summary judgment, with a longer period for responses and filings for summary judgment. So I sort of leave that open now. What response time do the appellants need for the motion?
Given that it sounds like the motion or motions might be wide-ranging, we'd appreciate either till February 1st. And again, that's assuming that any Public Records Act response has been completed by that time.
Okay. How about the 28th? Would that work for a response?
That works.
And I don't really have the capacity to, right now, for scheduling purposes, accommodate the response for the PRA. So what I'll ask is if there's a need for a continuance, that there be a motion filed.
Yep. All right. We'll do that.
Just bring that to my attention. For reply, February 1st or the 4th?
February 4th.
Okay. We'll come back to dates for the witness and exhibit list exchange. Let's base that on when we do the hearing. Right now, for the appellants, now you're closest to me, Ms. Kaler, so I'll ask you first, how many witnesses do you plan on calling?
We'll have four experts and one or two lay witnesses.
And do you have a sense on volume of exhibits? Tens, 20s, hundreds?
Hopefully in the tens or 20s and not in the
okay.
hundreds.
All right. Mr. Valdez?
One expert and two lay witnesses, and probably less than 10 exhibits.
Okay.
And I guess recognizing or acknowledging the appellant's intent to call five experts, the department likely will want to depose them in advance of the hearing. As far as witnesses for the department, I really don't know. It's going to depend on what we're responding to, but I would say somewhere between 3 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And exhibits... less than, not over 100.
Okay. Sounds good.
And I guess I'll revise my response on discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, we don't do that in these proceedings, but if the department is going to depose our experts, we would like the reciprocal opportunity to depose any experts that the department.
All right. I ask on discovery for scheduling purposes, just so we know when to set the hearing. That'll be addressed. Discovery will be addressed with the parties unless there's a complication which needs to be brought to the attention to the hearing examiner by motion. It sounds like if we're doing a hearing sometime in March, and we'll get to dates on that here in a moment, that we would have ample time between now and March to do the depositions without there needing to be anything in the pre-hearing order about that. The number of witnesses and exhibits lends itself to, would 3 days be enough for hearing for the parties, do you think?
I think so.
Seems reasonable.
Okay. Working with that number then, the earliest we could do it is would be starting March 4th and then continuing in the 5th and 6th. And we also have 3 days available at the beginning of the next following two weeks. So we could start on the 11th, again, continuing on the 12th and 13th, or if parties need it later, we could start on the 18th and continue on the 19th and 20th. Is there any preference or scheduling conflicts? Earlier is better, so why don't we start with the 4th, 5th, and 6th?
I'm just thinking about scheduling for depositions in light of the motions schedule,
mm-hmm.
and just for both parties' expenditure of time and effort on mm-hmm. this, if there are, all or a portion of the appeal is subject to a motion to dismiss or motion for summary judgment, it seems like it would be a good idea to have a decision on that before we need to do depositions, because it may
right. okay.
eliminate the need for that. So
we need more time from the time when the motion is decided and when we start the hearing. Do we want to do the 18th, 19th, and 20th? Then?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Ms. Anderson?
Yes, that works.
Okay. All right, working back from that, then we will ask that the appellant's witness and exhibit lists be submitted and exchanged, exchange of exhibits on March 4th. And then the following week, March 11 would be the city. All right. Are there any other dates or matters that we need to address? I'll go back through these dates before we wrap up. Okay. So what I have, and correct me if or add if anything else has come up, right now we have pre-hearing motions. One is anticipated from the city. That'll be due January 14th. The response, January 28th. The reply, February 4th. The next date we have on the calendar then will be March 4 with the appellant's witness and exhibit lists due and exchange of exhibits on the same day. And then on March 11th, the respondent, the city, will have the same deadline, followed by our hearing set for the 18th, 19th, and 20th. And just a reminder to the parties that we don't take the exhibits. You just have to exchange those with each other on the respective dates that they're due. Did that cover it? All right. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.